just one bite. Surely that can't hurt. Or can it? It took less than one bite to destroy the mythological goddess Proserpine's life. This tragic maiden was gathering flowers when she was abducted by Pluto, carried off to his underground palace in Hades, the land of the dead, and forced to marry him. Distraught, her mother, Ceres, pleaded for her return. The god Jupiter agreed on condition that Proserpine had not tasted any of the fruits of Hades. But she had. A single pomegranate seed. And as punishment, she was destined to remain captive for 6 months of each year for the rest of her life in her bleak underground prison. The English painter and poet Dante Gabriel Rossetti produced at least 8 paintings of Proserpine trapped in her subterranean world, the fatal pomegranate in her hand. He also wrote a sonnet to accompany the painting, which is inscribed in Latin on the painting itself and in English on the frame. This is the 7th version of the painting. It was produced for the wealthy shipowner and art collector Frederick Leyland from Liverpool and is now in the Tate Collection in London. The original idea was to paint Eve holding the forbidden apple, as seen from the Book of Genesis. And in fact, the two stories are almost directly comparable. Eve and Proserpine both represent females banished for their sin of tasting a forbidden fruit. Their yielding to temptation has often been seen as a sign of feminine weakness or lack of restraint. At first glance, the painting appears still and subdued, muted like the color scheme. Proserpine is motionless, absorbed in thought, and the only sign of movement is the wisp of smoke curling from the incense burner, the attribute of the goddess. But look closely, and the painting appears to bristle with torturous pent-up energy. It is full of peculiar twists and turns. Like Proserpine's neck, it bulges unnaturally at the back, and looks as though it is slowly being screwed or twisted like rubber. Her hands, too, are set in an awkward grip. Try mimicking this yourself. It is difficult to hold this pose for long. This is a painting of almost tortured stillness, a body under strain. This underlying unease is also apparent in the lines and creases of Proserpine's dress. Notice how it does not form natural-looking folds. Instead, it looks like the fabric is covered in clinging, creeping ridges that seem to slowly wind their way around the goddess, ensnaring and rooting her to the spot. These ridges could be compared to the tendrils of ivy in the background, which appear to sprout directly from her head. Ivy is a plant with dark connotations, an invasive vine. It has a tendency to grip, cover, and choke other plant life. It is often associated with death and is a common feature in graveyards. Rossetti wrote that the ivy in this painting symbolizes clinging memory. But what are these memories that cling so tightly? As many have pointed out, this painting of Proserpine strikes a chord with Rossetti's personal life. The writer, Theodore Watts Dunton, Rossetti's close friend, wrote that the public has determined to find in all Rossetti's work the traces of a morbid melancholy. Because Proserpine's expression is sad, it is assumed the artist must have been suffering from a painful degree of mental depression while producing it. Rossetti had, in fact, suffered a nervous breakdown just 2 years before he produced the painting. He suffered from acute paranoia and was becoming increasingly reliant on alcohol and chloral for relief. There are doubtless many reasons for this, one of which was the death or perhaps suicide of his wife Lizzie Siddle in 1862 of a laudanum overdose. Rossetti and Lizzie's relationship had been fraught and unstable. He was haunted by memories of her for the rest of his life. But the plot thickens. When he painted Proserpine, Rossetti was entangled in a complicated love triangle. He was completely infatuated with the model for this painting, Janie Morris, easily recognizable by her thick raven hair, striking features, and slender, elongated figure. Though here they have been molded into the typical Rossettian type, Rossetti called her a stunner. The problem with that is this stunner happened to be the wife of his good friend William Morris. When this was painted, the three were living together in Kelmscott Manor, Oxfordshire. Morris appeared either to tolerate or ignore the intimacy that cleaved Rossetti and his beloved Jean together. Many have noted the similarity between Proserpine and Jean's personal predicaments. Both were young women trapped in unhappy marriages longing for freedom. But perhaps it is also a meditation on Rossetti's own situation. Unable to contain his feelings for Jean, he had given into temptation, and for this was destined to live at least part of his life in secrecy and withdrawal. Rossetti himself had tasted the fateful fruit and was living with the consequences. In this painting, a clear correspondence is set up between Proserpine's improbably large lips and the pomegranate in her hand. While the rest of the painting has been completed in cool, sometimes murky colors, Rossetti called it a study of grays, the lips and pomegranate are vivid and intense, painted in warm orange and red tones. It is significant that these features, the mouth and the fruit, have strong associations with the pleasures of taste. It is as though Rossetti is presenting both as objects ripe for consumption, tempting the viewer to take a taste. This is not as improbable as it first sounds. One of Rossetti's earlier paintings, Lips That Have Been Kissed, which also shows a single female figure with a fruit, an apple in this case, was considered capable of stirring an erotic physical response in viewers. The artist, Arthur Hughes, a contemporary of Rossetti's, said the owner of this painting would probably try to kiss the dear thing's lips away,